The rest of Friday evening, I hang out in my room away from everyone else. My meltdown earlier is still very fresh in my memory, and it didn't paint me in a good light for any of us. Every time I try to push past Jason's death and start my life anew, my memories bubble up to the surface. I turn into Super Bitch and push everyone and everything away from me. Tiffany is the only friend who stuck around for more than a few months. She's a true friend, which I owe her an apology first thing tomorrow when I see her. Then there's Kevin. He has to think I'm a raving lunatic because he always sees me in bitch mode. That only leaves Eric. The man won't run for cover no matter how much he sees me falling apart. He keeps coming back. He is determined there's a future between us, but that can't and won't ever happen. His career is a guaranteed widowmaker in the making, and being a widow one time is way too much for any living soul. Eric is an amazing man, and he is gorgeous beyond any man I ever thought would look at me twice, but he's not the man for me. I drift off to sleep with Eric's dark eyes on my mind, and that transports me to a dream of a lifetime. We're outside in a meadow having a picnic, and he's looking at me like he will never get tired of looking at me. It was as if it was the first time he has seen me. His touch is soft and gentle, so unlike the man who is an everyday superhero to hundreds of kids and families he saves from harm. Even his voice sounds like a warm hug in my dreams. Saturday morning comes shining through the curtains in my room that I forgot to close before I fell asleep, thinking about the man who can never be my man. Rolling over on my side to look out the window, I see sitting on the nightstand beside my bed a dozen of long-stem yellow roses. They are gorgeous. I sit up in bed and pull the card out from them. Misty, they aren't red roses for love. They are yellow roses for friendship, because right now, that is enough for both of us. Your friend, Eric. XOXO. The man is truly an amazing human being. Lifting the vase up, I bring them to my nose for a smell. That's a smell I'll not ever forget. The smell of the first time someone bought me flowers for Valentine's Day that wasn't my husband, and I am so glad it was Eric. He's someone I can't ever fall for, but he is someone I never want to forget. As I sit in the bed holding the flowers, I smile to myself. Today isn't going to be a repeat of my previous years. Once I force myself out from under all the blankets, it's a straight line to the bathroom where I pause for a moment, knock quietly, and wait to see if there's a response from inside.